Now that we've reviewed these two curves, let's discuss their implications on vessel performance. So remember, that propeller curve, that's a minimum power curve for steady speeds. What happens if we're accelerating the boat? Think back again to that first slide. As we increase thrust, the boat speed increases until an equilibrium is established again. And this is where those two curves come into play. At the current speed, the difference between the power we are using and the power available from the engine's maximum power curve, that allows us to increase our RPM and accelerate the boat. The greater the difference between these two curves, the faster the acceleration and the more responsive the boat, at least the more responsive the boat feels to the operator. The shape of the maximum power curve is critical when considering these types of operations, such as acceleration, which can be often more limiting than the top speed of the vessel. Overlaying these power curves can help identify what we call pinch points where acceleration or towing may be difficult. So let's take a look.